Welcome to my tribute to the Belle Isle Aquarium. It was America's oldest aquarium, with its opening date in August 1904 and closing date in April 2005. This is a great loss for the city of Detroit and for the state of Michigan. Fortunately, during the last few weeks of it being open, a lot of people had the chance to see the aquarium before it closed. Record attendance was recorded there in the last few days of the aquarium being open. It was amazing where some people came from. Not only did local Detroiters and Michiganders stop by, but former Detroiters and people from the state of Michigan just came back to visit the aquarium before it closed. Some people from other countries of this world stopped by the Belle Isle Aquarium to visit it before it closed. On a day that I videotaped and recorded some people, it really didn't surprise me that big family arrived to see it. I saw grandparents, parents, and kids of all ages to come and see the aquarium before it closed. When I asked a few of the grandparents if they came here when they were a child, they talked on for years about what they remembered. I was really lucky enough to hear about their stories. I'm also really amazed to hear not only from grandparents and parents, that this place has not changed much over the 100 years. The green glass tiles on the ceiling and the black glass tiles on the walls have been there ever since the aquarium opened. The Belle Isle Aquarium itself was designed by Detroit's most famous architect, Albert Kahn. The only change that has occurred of the 100 years that's been open is that in the center of the aquarium, there are now 4 tanks in a cross form. This was not there for years until it was added later. Also, this was normally built for the addition of a circular tank at a later date, but was never changed. With all this information, I'm sure that you'd like some did you know facts. Did you know that the aquarium was home to 1,500 individual animals of 146 species, and of these species, 18 are officially listed as endangered or threatened. The aquarium has also been the only one successful in the breeding of certain endangered species, including the freshwater stingray. Also, the Belle Isle Aquarium made international news in National Geographic with the birth of a white-spotted bamboo shark. Now, with all this great information and great things happening because of the aquarium, why did the mayor close it? This leads me on to the next topic of the people that are trying to now reopen the aquarium and to do whatever they can in their power to keep it open and running successfully. They go by the name Phobia, or Friends of Belle Isle Aquarium. This nonprofit organization is doing their best to try to reopen the Belle Isle Aquarium and keep the fishes and other sea life in their right place, not in some new aquarium where the admission price would be 5 times more than what the Belle Isle Aquarium was charging. They have currently been on all media outlets and have held many events, including a dinner at the Detroit Yacht Club, to raise money to keep the aquarium open for another few months at least, so the city and different people can work something out to keep the aquarium open. Unfortunately, in my own opinion, there are many other people that seem to want it to close. For instance, it seems like the Detroit Zoological Society does not seem to have an interest in the Belle Isle Aquarium because of a press release that they wrote on February 22nd of this year. The press release pretty much bashed at how much the Belle Isle Aquarium is costing more money to keep open than to close. Another person, in my opinion, that doesn't want the aquarium to stay open is the mayor of Detroit himself. He has not listened to any Detroiter or Phobia member and has not tried to do anything to save this historical landmark. Even though mainly all this information is bad news and the mayor not cooperating with the city of Detroit, there is some good news here and there, and that the last days of the Belle Isle Aquarium was decently covered by the media. The only thing is that the mayor did not listen to the press and media, or to the people of Detroit. There are still articles being written about how the aquarium closed, and how Detroit is more or less declining than becoming the city everyone wants it to be. I was lucky enough to ask a few people some questions, like how do they feel about the Belle Isle Aquarium closing, when did they first come to the Belle Isle Aquarium, and questions like that. Here's what they had to say.
Well, I think it's pretty sad. It's a piece of history, over 100 years old. I think what they really needed to do is they needed just better media. I really think that if they advertised it more, I think that, you know, there'd be a greater turnout.
Just that my parents brought me here when I was a very youngster, and if I hadn't known about it being closed, I never knew it was still in existence, because I've never seen anything in writing or on advertisement on radio or TV to advertise it. Why don't they get Bill Bonds? He can advertise.
I'm very sad about the aquarium closing. I've been coming here since I was a little kid, oh, almost 46 years, and it's just sad that it's not going to be around anymore.
Well, I'm sad that it's closing, too. One, because, you know, we just, the first time coming here, and having little kids, this is a great place for them to come and learn about, you know, the underwater sea life. or in the area, and you know, around different places of the world. So I mean, it's sad. This is such a beautiful building, and to have all this stuff closed is a shame.
Yeah, I live in North Carolina, and my dad grew up coming here, and I wanted to see it before it closed. You know, hopefully it doesn't. But, so you know, we've got my daughter here. It's the first time she's ever been, and it's sort of neat that she's able to go someplace that her grandfather used to come.
You know, I just think it was one of those hidden jewels. I really, recently is really what I'm finding out, that it's over 100 years old, but I never knew that until recently. It's kind of sad.
More people being aware of the aquarium itself, it's magnificent. It really is. The building itself, to look up and see tile that's 100 years old, it's still there, it's magnificent. I'm heartbroken. I brought my grandchildren here today. My parents brought me here 40 years ago. I hope to be here next year at this same time.
Look at how many people are visiting here today, you know, knowing full well it's going to be closed. So maybe that's what they should have done to begin with.
I think it'd be a shame. I don't think it should close, and you know, something should be done to save it. I think memberships would be a good idea. I certainly think that, you know, the community should be made aware, whether it's the art community or just the community interested in culture in general. People are willing to donate money to save this sort of thing, and I'd be willing to do that myself.
Oh, I like the coral reef one because they're colorful and cute. And that had the shark in it too, didn't it? It had the shark in it too. Sharks are kind of cool. Scary, but cool.
The giant gourmet, just because it's so huge, but it's a, you know, my children like the tomato clownfish, and I don't know the name, the dory fish from Finding Nemo. Oh, that is the oldest aquarium in the world, and I mean, it was just always a fun place to come when I was younger. They have lots of endangered species here. It's a shame that the Detroit area will be losing these fish. And, you know, that, you know, children will never be able to see who they are unless they go to Chicago.
Being from Florida and having grown up on a very watery state, going fishing and stuff, I mean, it's really cool to come and see some of the fish that are, you know, natural and indigenous to this area, where I'm used to, you know, southern saltwater fish as opposed to freshwater fish. And it's good to share it with my kids. Because they're getting, you know, they're starting to learn how to fish in Lake St. Clair, and my son's going around, oh, I know what that is. That's a pike, or that's a, you know, that's a sturgeon, or that's a perch, and it's a perch because it has spots, something that, you know, I don't know. And this is great to kind of go around and share with them the stuff that he's learned from, you know, fishing on the lake and seeing it up close and in person, as opposed to not catching any fish when we go fishing.
Well, I'm sad to see this happening. I really feel that this is something as a trademark of Detroit, and for them to close it, it's a landmark. And here I see that we just made 100 years. Why would they want to close it?
Well, now that you heard what the people had to say, I will wrap up here with a few thoughts of my own and what some children think should happen to the aquarium. It is a shame to see one of Detroit's landmarks closing down and being shuttered up, especially since the place has been there for a long time and will last a lot more than Kilpatrick's reign as mayor of Detroit. I will miss going there and seeing the fishes, especially since some of them seem to like the crowds and interact with them as well. As this tribute comes to an end, I will leave you with some children's thoughts on what should happen to the aquarium.
Save the aquarium!
Please save this aquarium. It's 100 years old and this is our first time. Save the aquarium!